president of the National Omnibuses Association, NOBA, Anthony Codred-Bacchus, says while it will not be an easy task, the main mission of his organization for 2016 is to have NOBA a much more organized body.
Very difficult, but I feel that if something can be done, you know, maybe it takes a little bit more hard work, a little bit more unity amongst the van drivers and conductors, but our main goal 2016 is to, you know, make it much more safe on the road and be more organized and to provide a better, much better transportation system for the traveling public in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
And highlighting the record number of road fatalities St. Vincent and the Grenadines recorded in the year 2015, Mr. Bacchus says this is also of great concern to NOBA. However, Mr. Bacchus explains that a reduction in road fatalities cannot be addressed solely by the van drivers.
First of all, NOBA would like to address it to the van drivers and the conductors, mostly to the conductors. Because the driver is driving, his attention and focus is on the road. Also, the conductor now, he's the one that, you know, he's not only supposed to just collect the money, right? He's supposed to make sure the children are not by windows and in the heads out the windows. If the children kids by the windows, they close the windows. Make it much safer for the children and the elderly and so forth. And pay more attention to the passengers. And we hope, you know, not to squeeze up the passengers like we've been doing in the past. We have a proposal forward to the government right now, and this is being looked into. It's already been looked at. Decisions right now are being made, so we are just being patient to see how certain things could be put into place. I had a meeting with the Prime Minister last week in reference to what we're speaking about now, with the amount of debts and so forth in St. Vincent, which we definitely going to try to keep this from happening, you know. But God knows whatever's going to happen. But we have to try and keep things safe as much as possible.
Meanwhile, the NOBA president adds that his association is eagerly anticipating the completion of the Argyle International Airport to capitalize on the numerous benefits to be had.
Most definitely, you know, we're looking forward to the airport to get finished and so we can capitalize it, because it's going to be better for everybody. What we plan on doing is to, at that time, we'd be more organized where we could be providing transportation for these people all through the night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we're going to need it. So this is how we just prepare and hope that everything goes for the future.
Mr. Bacchus also had some words of caution for road users here.
NOBA, do not support reckless driving or any kind of recklessness on the road. But I would like to say to the other motorists to please be patient with the van drivers. And remember that the road is their workplace. And, you know, let's be courteous to each other, you know, and not be, you know, not showing any bad ways, any bad faces or so on the road, because we all have to be on the road and we have to make it safe for everybody.
The NOBA president says currently the organization comprises of approximately 105 members, and they are hoping to increase its membership for 2016, which he says will also improve the strength and stability of the organization. With today's special report, I am Jamisha Wright.